Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're going to dig into a paper and see what it actually changes for people building or using AI. The paper we're looking at is titled Understanding Agent Scaling in LLM-Based Multi-Agent Systems via Diversity. We're talking about it because it offers a fresh angle on scaling multi-agent LLM systems. Instead of just adding more agents or a bigger model, it leans on diversity, different prompts, roles, or models to get better outcomes. Mark will look at it from the field and real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams hit a wall with agent orchestration. You spin up a small swarm, say 5 or 6 agents, but they're basically clones. Same base model, similar instructions. They converge on the same blind spots, repeat each other, or get stuck in debate loops. As you add more agents, cost and latency go up, but quality barely moves. Classic diminishing returns. A support team I worked with tried a multi-agent triage. Identical agents either all escalated borderline tickets or all missed quirky edge cases. Same story in code review agents. They all nitpicked the same styling issue and missed the logic bug. The need is to break that correlation. We want agents with genuinely different perspectives, different role prompts, heuristics, even different model families, so the system covers more ground, catches different failure modes, and actually scales with added agents instead of just multiplying noise and billable tokens.
So if I sum that up, adding more of the same agent mostly gives you more of the same mistakes. The value would be to add different viewpoints so they don't fail in sync. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
A few forces converged. First, inference is getting cheaper and context windows are larger, so running several agents per task is feasible. Second, orchestration frameworks, think AutoGen, Crew AI, LangGraph, make it easier to wire up agent pools and aggregators. Third, we've learned from ensembles and self-consistency that diversity matters. Changing prompts, decoding strategies, or even model families reduces correlated errors. And finally, the problems we're aiming at: planning, retrieval-heavy reasoning, code synthesis, benefit from multiple complementary heuristics rather than one monolithic model. So the timing is right to study not just more agents, but more diverse agents, and to measure when that diversity actually translates into better accuracy, cost efficiency, and stability. At a high level, the paper formalizes diversity in multi-agent LLM systems and shows how to use it. They look at diversity along a few axes: instruction role diversity, different prompts, goals, and guardrails; model diversity, different model families or sizes, plus decoding strategies like temperature top P; and tool knowledge diversity, who can call which tools or retrieve from which sources. They then measure diversity with simple, trackable signals. How often agents disagree on final answers, how dissimilar their intermediate steps are, think embedding distance between rationales or plans, and how different their tool action trajectories look. In the stack, it plugs into the standard orchestrator, agent pool, aggregator pattern. The orchestrator selects a subset of agents to run that maximizes pairwise diversity, subject to cost, latency, budgets. The agents produce candidate answers with rationales and confidence. The aggregator combines them using rules like majority vote, confidence-weighted voting, or an LLM as judge with citations. Compared to prior work, which often scaled by cloning the same agent or just using a bigger model, this aims to reduce correlated failures and get better scaling by deliberately injecting controlled heterogeneity.
So basically, don't add 5 clones and hope for the best. Pick agents that think differently, measure that difference, and use a referee to merge their outputs. Jamie says you can vary prompts, models, and tools, then reconcile with voting or an LLM judge. Mark, what would this change in actual usage?
In real life, it changes how you set up a triage pipeline for support. Step 1, you define a small pool of distinct agents instead of 5 copies. For example, a policy enforcer that's strict about refunds, an edge case hunter that searches past weird tickets, a retrieval specialist that quotes the product KB, and a cost cutter that aims for minimal actions when confidence is high. Step 2. The orchestrator takes a new ticket, normalizes context, customer tier, product, recent events, and fans it out to 3 or 4 agents based on a diversity score you pre-compute. Each agent returns a label, a confidence, and a short rationale with any citations. Step 3. The aggregator does a simple weighted vote with tiebreak rules, like if any agent cites an applicable policy with high confidence, honor it, otherwise require 2 agents to agree. What the user sees is 1 triage decision with a crisp rationale, and if relevant, a note like, "Edge case hunter disagreed and recommended escalation." In practice, you get fewer ping-pong handoffs and faster first contact resolution because different blind spots are covered by design.
So the setup work shifts to designing a varied bench of agents and a fair referee, and the payoff is fewer escalations and clearer explanations. Let's push it further. Mark, imagine a more advanced case, say scientific literature synthesis or product analytics. What does the diversity play look like there, and how do you decide which flavors of agents to include?
Take literature synthesis for a medical topic. I'd build agents with different heuristics: a recency maximizer that prioritizes the last 12 months, a methods stickler that checks study design and sample size, a replication skeptic that looks for conflicting findings, and a domain retriever that pulls guidelines from trusted bodies. The orchestrator explodes the broad question into subqueries: population, intervention, outcomes, then selects a diverse subset per subquery based on pre-tag capabilities and past disagreement patterns. Each agent outputs findings with citations, confidence, and any caveats. The aggregator compiles an evidence table, flags contradictions, and asks a verifier model to check that claims are supported by the cited passages. Guardrails: token budgets per agent, a cap on the number of papers fetched, and early exit if 2 agents converge with high confidence. Decision-wise, we start with a template mix: 1 recency, 1 rigor, 1 skeptic, 1 domain. Then tune by logging where consensus was wrong or slow, and swap in alternatives that produce useful disagreement without derailing the workflow.
Mechanically, that advanced case shows why diversity helps. You're increasing coverage of the hypothesis space while lowering correlated failure. The skeptic catches overclaims the recency agent might accept. The method stickler catches underpowered studies. The orchestrator can use max-min diversity selection. Given a pool, pick K agents that maximize minimum pairwise dissimilarity on either historical outputs or prompt embeddings. But there's a trade-off. Too much diversity adds noise and aggregator burden. Too little leads to groupthink. A pragmatic rule is a target disagreement band. Say, aim for 20 to 40% output disagreement in dry runs, and adjust which axes you vary, prompt, model, tool, to hit that range. For aggregation, lightweight options are majority or confidence-weighted voting. Stronger ones are LLM as judge with retrieval-grounded checks, or a critique and revise loop where a verifier asks the best candidate to fix issues. Latency and cost scale with the number of agents and the strength of your aggregator. So early exit criteria and routing only the hard queries to the full diverse pool matter a lot.
Quick practicality check. If a team wants to try this next sprint, what's the smallest viable setup? And how do they keep cost and latency in check without building a research project?
Start with 3 or 4 heterogeneous agents. 2 prompt distinct roles on your main model, 1 smaller, cheaper model as a foil, and 1 that has different tool access. Fix a per agent token budget and set early exit when 2 agents agree with high confidence. Use confidence-weighted majority voting and only call an LLM judge on ties or when claims must be citation checked. Route 70 to 80% of routine tasks to a light path, single agent plus a quick self-check, and send only ambiguous cases to the diverse pool. Implement in something like AutoGen or LangGraph so you can log per agent outputs, disagreement rate, cost, and latency. After a week, look at where disagreement correlated with better outcomes and adjust your agent mix to maximize useful diversity at the same budget.
Got it. Small diverse pool, early exits, a simple vote most of the time, and a heavier judge only when needed. That's a concrete way to get the benefits without blowing the budget.
Under the hood, the paper assumes a fairly controlled setup. They define diversity along prompt role, model decoding, and tool knowledge access, and they measure it with practical signals. How often agents disagree on answers, how different their rationales are via embedding distance, and how their tool use trajectories diverge. Technically, you need models that can output rationales and confidence, a context window big enough to carry evidence into the aggregator, and a communication budget per task, so the swarm doesn't chat forever. They evaluate correctness with standard task metrics where ground truth exists, and use an LLM as judge with a rubric and citation checks for open-ended cases. Limitations they note: diversity can add noise if it isn't targeted. LLM judges can introduce bias. The diversity metrics are proxies, not guarantees. And most experiments are in controlled environments rather than messy production. Future work they suggest includes adaptive diversity, automatically tuning which axes to vary per task, budget-aware selection, and more robust aggregation that resists noisy outliers.
Put differently, you need a clean, instrumented setup, clear agent roles, logs to measure disagreement, a referee that can read the evidence, and guardrails on how much they can talk. The caveats are that more different can become more noisy, and that the grading model can itself be fallible. Mark, what does this mean for team setup and org readiness?
In real life, it means a bit of discipline before you turn on a swarm. You want a baseline single-agent flow with known prompts, metrics, and costs. Then you layer in a small, diverse pool. Have a simple agent registry with version prompts and tool permissions, plus a runbook for the aggregator when to vote, when to call a judge, when to early exit. Monitoring-wise, you track disagreement rate, cost per task, latency, and post-resolution quality. Governance matters too. Different tools mean different data footprints, so you need approvals for PII, redaction, and logging. And I'd start with a shadow phase or an A-B test on ambiguous tickets. If your single agent already crushes a task, don't add orchestration just for novelty.
So build a tidy baseline, add a small bench of clearly different agents, watch the logs like a hawk, and only route the hard stuff to the swarm. Jamie, can you walk us through the results the paper reports? What improved on what kinds of tasks and under what conditions?
According to the paper, across a mix of reasoning and retrieval-heavy tasks, think math word problems, multi-hop question answering, and lightweight planning code fixing, diverse agent pools consistently beat homogeneous clones at matched cost. The gains are mostly single-digit to low double-digit percentage points on accuracy or exact match, with the biggest bumps on harder, ambiguous items. They show that simply adding more identical agents quickly hits diminishing returns. Introducing targeted diversity restores scaling for a while. On aggregation, confidence-weighted voting is strong. Adding an LLM judge with citation checks adds a small additional lift, but with latency overhead. Cost-wise, early exit and routing keep spend close to a well-tuned single-agent baseline, while full fan-out adds predictable cost. Most experiments are controlled, standardized datasets, or simulated environments, with a smaller section on noisier, real logs where improvements persist but are smaller.
For folks listening, translate that to impact. You're looking at moving from, say, a 70% solution to mid to high 70s on tougher tasks, with a bit more latency if you always call the judge. If you route smartly and exit early, costs stay close to baseline. If you fan out every time, you'll pay for it. Mark, how should teams temper expectations when they try this in production?
Expect the gains to be there, but smaller, because production data is messy and users do unexpected things. Integration overhead is real. You'll spend cycles on prompt versioning, routing thresholds, and dashboards. I'd instrument three things first: quality lift on truly ambiguous cases, escalation or rework rate, and the cost per resolved item. If the lift is concentrated in 20% of tasks, route only those to the diverse pool. Keep a kill switch and per-tenant budget so cost doesn't spike. And set latency SLOs. For synchronous user flows, cap the number of agents. For offline reviews, you can afford a heavier aggregator.
Quick clarification, Jamie. How did they check correctness and faithfulness in the paper, especially when answers aren't just a single number or label?
Where ground truth exists, they use standard metrics like accuracy or exact match in F1. For open-ended summaries or syntheses, they use an LLM as judge with a fixed rubric and require grounding. The candidate must cite retrieved passages and the judge checks support. They also report diversity metrics themselves, pairwise disagreement and rationale dissimilarity, and show that performance improves as diversity rises up to a band, then flattens or drops if you overshoot. They track tool usage variance too, which correlates with coverage but can increase latency if unmanaged. One caution, judge models can bias evaluations, so they use multiple seeds and spot check with humans on a subset.
So they use the usual marking where they can and where they can't. Another model grades with receipts. Not perfect, but consistent enough to compare setups. Mark, bring us home. Who benefits most from this diversity approach, and under what conditions?
Teams with lots of edge cases and ambiguity. Support triage, research synthesis, safety and policy checks, complex code reviews, get the most value. You need clean telemetry, a decent single-agent baseline, and appetite for light orchestration. Start with 3 or 4 well-differentiated agents. Route only the hard items, and set budgets and SLOs. If your workload is deterministic, form validation, simple retrieval, stick to a single agent with a verifier, and call it a day.
In one sentence, this paper shows that intentionally different agents and a simple way to measure and select that difference scale quality better than cloning the same one, as long as you manage cost and aggregation. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/i/adaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.